What is up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of the AI Marketing Navigator. This is your daily compass in the ever-evolving world of AI marketing. Okay, navigators, tonight's episode is another one that I am just way too excited to record. So I'll do my best to filter out all the unnecessary info and keep this one concise. I have so many thoughts and ideas flying through my mind about what we're going to talk about tonight that I could easily go off on several tangents, as I already have started to do. I could also easily start rambling because tonight we're talking about agents again. And a very particular agent, or at the very least, agentic feature that was announced today, and that is Claude's newly revealed API feature called Computer Use. What is up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of the AI Marketing Navigator. This is your daily compass in the ever-evolving world of AI marketing. Okay, navigators, tonight's episode is another one that I am just way too excited to record. Now, I may have said this before, and I have no doubt that I will be saying it many times again soon, but I feel like agents have definitely started to arrive. There may still be some who don't classify the features and functions that we're going to talk about tonight as agentic or agents, but I don't know what else you would need. Honestly, I can't imagine what we're in store for in the near future, considering how quickly we have arrived here. So earlier today, Anthropic posted an X thread. I'm going to go through the thread and just kind of quickly skim the post for you, because there were a few different updates and features being announced alongside this computer use API. But the computer use one is easily the most mind-blowing, I think. So if you're following along on video, I'm going to go ahead and share my screen so you can see the thread. They start by introducing a new version of Claude 3.5, so an upgrade to Claude 3.5, and I believe that's the model that's going to be powering this computer use API. And they also announced Claude 3.5 Haiku, which is a new model of a new version of their fastest model. And finally, they introduced this new capability that does happen to be in beta, and that is computer use. And this is the API that allows developers to explicitly direct Claude via prompts to perform actions on the prompter's device, on the user's computer, hence the capability name computer use. And at first, it sounds so simple, but if you use these models every day, you've started to realize or started to kind of tap into their potential. You can see just how incredibly powerful that this is. I'm just going to go ahead and read directly from the post within this Anthropic thread that talks first about this API. There's also a short video from Alex Elbert, who is in developer relations at Anthropic. It's a 3-minute video, and 100% is going to do the best job at illustrating what this computer use functionality is capable of. So definitely check out the link in the show notes to watch this short video. But they've said, "We've built an API that allows Claude to perceive and interact with computer interfaces. This API enables Claude to translate prompts into computer commands. Developers can use it to automate repetitive tasks, conduct testing and QA, and perform open-ended research." So to sum it up for you, the video that is, what Alex does is walk us through a specific computer use task, essentially. In this case, it happens to be a coding task. So he directs the Claude 3.5 Sonnet, the new model, using this computer use functionality to perform this coding task on his device. And right out the gate, things get pretty sci-fi, pretty meta, pretty quick, because he has Claude, through this computer use, open up the Claude.ai web app and initiate a chat with itself. So we now have Claude talking to Claude. And then Claude asks itself via prompt to code up a web page. And then step by step, it codes the page. And using the generated code, the agent then opens up a development environment, in this case, VS Code, and works through the actual development of this page, including handling an error, and at the end produces a functioning result at the guidance of simple text prompts, which is pretty incredible. There is another video in the thread recorded by a researcher at Anthropic named Pooja Rajan. I'm just going to start with the actual content of the tweet here before I give you a synopsis of this demo. The tweet reads, "We're trying something fundamentally new. Instead of making specific tools to help Claude compete individual tasks, we're teaching it general computer skills. allowing it to use a wide range of standard tools and software programs designed for people. So in this demo, Pooja has Claude use the computer use feature to plan like an outing for a visitor doing some typical touristy things in the San Francisco area. She gives Claude the details of the visit, the location, the route, and things that they want to do. And after all that research is done and planning is done, she then asks Claude to schedule a calendar event that allows for the plan to take place, to travel. So again, definitely check out the video in its full length. This one is about 2 minutes, and it's really cool to see the agent in action. But the agent goes through step by step, and with some guidance via prompting, it performs the Googling that needs to be done to plan this trip, the actual research. It opens maps to figure out the distance to the location, all that stuff. And since she had then requested giving them a nice view as well in her original prompt, if you check out the video, you'll see. And the agent performs another search completely autonomously for when the sunrise would take place at that location. So small things like this, I think, are going to be what fundamentally changes the way people see AI, and it's going to change the way people work, plan, and live, to be honest. And in the not-so-far future, we're all going to have incredibly powerful and incredibly intelligent personal assistants in our pockets. We technically already do, but we don't really realize it yet. And this is the type of stuff, having these agents be able to go take these actions on your device, this is the type of stuff that's going to change it for people. And anyway, at the end of the video, just as requested, this agent schedules the calendar event for Pooja. So there is your TLDR for those two videos showing computer use in this thread. Definitely go check them out when you have some time, or right now while you're listening, if you must. They're really super impressive. And this is probably a good time to mention, as they do in the thread here as well, that there are some flaws in the computer use functionality. It's certainly not perfect. Just to summarize from their tweet, apparently some pretty simple physical computer actions like scrolling and dragging and zooming are difficult for Claude to perform on device. There were some quirky, or as they put it, amusing moments in which Claude apparently stopped a screen recording, losing all the footage up until that point, and then even started searching randomly for photos of national parks, apparently. So apparently Claude also gets distracted on the computer, just like so many of us humans have been before. The X thread goes into the other new capabilities with the new model of 3.5 Sonnet, primarily focusing on coding. I truly think this computer use, though, is a monumental step in not only the effectiveness and impact that these AI tools exhibit and can have, but also in the way that people view them and interact with them. Similar to like Notebook LM, I think this is something that once a developer can get it in front of some users and the wrinkles get ironed out, I think it'll truly blow people's minds and make AI converts out of former doubters or people who are maybe just apathetic at this point. Like I said, I saw this today and my mind immediately started running in different directions and use cases, much like I'm sure yours are now or have been since you heard the news, if you were already aware of computer use. Of course, it brings up a ton of questions. There are no shortage of those in the X comments, such as what are the limitations of this? When and if will it be part of the Claude AI interface? Is this going to be something that's available right within Claude or just via API? When is it going to be available to everybody? All of these things, I'm sure, will be answered in good time, or at least I hope so. But for now, what does this all mean? Well, one, as I said at the beginning of the episode, when this becomes available to a wider user base, I think it's going to be one of the biggest game changers for AI adoption and a step towards AI agents being able to perform, obviously, computer actions autonomously. It is the first step in that direction. These tools have become significantly more powerful with this new feature, and it gives them the capability to do virtually anything a human could do with the technology that is a computer at their fingertips, but probably better, faster, and more creatively in the long run. Like I said, this current implementation or manifestation does have its bugs and quirks. But two, what about all the new use cases? Obviously for us as marketers, but for any business or any employee or manager or owner who has a time-consuming but vitally important task that needs to be done for their business every single day, honestly, the first thing I want to do when I have some free time now is try and whip up a simple interface that taps into this API and allows me to start experimenting and testing with these features. I can think of so many use cases. For one, like basic email and inbox management, lead prospecting and research. We recently did an episode on clay.com, and we've talked about play.com before, which makes me think about any other tools that have been built or are being built with the idea of augmenting agentic abilities. It's crazy that as these core models like Claude and ChatGPT and Meta improve and add more features, they're literally making new apps and products that the developers are building obsolete every day. Think about how many people were building something similar to Clay with the Clayagent that goes through and does web scraping and research, spitting out information for you based on what it finds. And now, depending on how Claude proceeds with this technology, if they make it available as part of the core platform, these tools have, like Clay, for instance, have the rug swept out from underneath them somewhat. So things like inbox management, lead prospecting, how about updating a website, asking Claude to go into WordPress and update content in WordPress. I saw someone mention that in the X thread as well. How about things like managing your social media pages or accounts, doing social listening for you, going into Canva and creating thumbnails for videos and podcasts maybe. Again, obviously I have a one-track mind for digital marketing use cases right off the bat. You can see a very simple use case from the demo video we talked about earlier where the agent plans a trip for the user. I think there was another example in the thread of an additional post maybe in which the agent ordered pizza for some developers that were working on it. But for instance, maybe if you do online shopping for groceries, if you maybe have them delivered or schedule them to be picked up, you can have your agent check your grocery list in your Notes app, go and order the food through the grocery app, schedule the delivery, check them off your list. In fact, why not do the same thing for any shopping you need to do? And then you have your own personal online shopper. Again, this is where my mind starts to go off in way too many directions, as it tends to do. But definitely let me know the use cases that pop up in your guys' head right away for the computer use API, or the use cases that you'll find in your workflows or your business processes. So many potential use cases that generate so many questions for Anthropic and the eventual capabilities of this. But I think you can start to see the power, especially for us early adopters or any digital marketers who are on top of these new tools that will be making this API available, or maybe are even willing to crank something out themselves to test it or use it. Rest assured that we here at the AI Marketing Navigator will make sure to keep you in the loop as to any tools that start to implement and utilize this computer use feature. But for now, I need to go focus on other business tasks and not trying to develop a tool to test out the computer use API. Although I don't know if I'll be successful, I'll let you know. But that should do it for today's episode. If you enjoyed the show or found it useful in any way, please do me a favor and follow on Spotify or subscribe on your podcast platform of choice. A review on top of that would be even more appreciated and is so, so super helpful to the show. So until next time, and as always, thanks for joining me, and remember to stay curious, stay consistent, and keep navigating forward. Bye.